Blessed Easter. Francis Gargani here with you once again on the 6th of the month, reflecting with you from our Redemptorist Provincial Headquarters of Washington, D.C. We're at the end of the first week of the glorious Easter season, and our gospel proclamation is from Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 15. When Jesus had risen, early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. And he said to them, "Go into the whole world, proclaim the gospel to every creature." In terse sentences, Mark, with lightning-quick strokes, paints a composite of post-resurrection accounts. Though hardly as beautifully narrated in John, Mark does also present Mary Magdalene as the apostle to the apostles. She went and told his companions. Mark's gospel narrates so sensitively, who were mourning and weeping. He continues that they were so weighed down with grief and disappointment, they didn't believe her. How could those men have missed Mary Magdalene's ebullient enthusiasm, overflowing joy? Grief can shut down our senses, that's for sure. And I suspect even paralyze us. Many of us have experienced traumatic effects on us. And we know now more than ever grief is an important and spiritually deep emotion in our lives, must be honored. But we also know there are times when we can get stuck in grief, miss the resurrection moment, calling us to new life. I am so happy to have lived long enough to see the restoration of our sister Mary Magdalene, incorrectly identified in our evolution and devolution over the centuries as a living organism we call the church. Mary Magdalene was identified as a woman of prostitution. So many paintings, particularly of the Renaissance and Baroque periods, depict her as such. You wonder if chauvinism just blinded those who should have known better. Set free from possession, she was already a faithful disciple of the Christ. She accompanied Jesus many times. Now she can't contain herself, accompanying us as a herald of resurrection hope. Hope is vital to our existence as human beings, let alone as Christians. Without it, we are subject to becoming pawns in both the hands of demonic despair and despotic counterfeit leaders in both civic and religious society. There is so much that is constellating presently to devour hope and trying to lead us to despair, whether it's World War III being fought piecemeal that Pope Francis identifies, in other words, the too many wars raging all over our wounded world, or the predictions of pending doom of the climate crisis, or the weakening of democracy in our nation and in too many others. Hope for many is at a premium. So, let us not be like those disciples, so impotent from grief and failure swirling all around us, that we can't welcome and believe in Mary Magdalene's good news. Rather, welcoming her companionship, may we be sent out with her, as in Mark's closing words, to proclaim the gospel to every creature with hope and courage. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Ye sons and daughters, let us sing the King of Heaven, the glorious King. O'er death today rose triumphing. Alleluia. That Easter morn at break of day, the faithful women went their way to seek the tomb where Jesus lay. Alleluia. An angel clad in white they see, who sat and spoke unto the three, your Lord has gone to Galilee. Alleluia. That night the apostles met in fear, amidst them came their Lord most dear, and said, my peace be on all here. Alleluia. When Thomas first the tidings heard, how they had seen the risen Lord, he doubted the disciples' word. Alleluia. My pierced side, O Thomas, see, my hands, my feet, I show to thee, not faithless, but believing be. Alleluia. No longer Thomas then denied, he saw the feet, the hands, the side. Thou art my Lord and God, he cried. Alleluia. How blessed are they who have not seen, and yet whose faith has constant been, for they eternal life shall win. Alleluia. On this most holy day of days, to God your hearts and voices raise, in Lord and jubilee and praise. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Amen.